today's special.
Assalamu alaikum.
It's special for you. We present to you today. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, in the name of the Almighty Allah. Dear brothers, sisters, Salaamu Alaikum. So welcome to this episode of today's special by IRIB English Radio. At the first moment of this episode, accept my congratulations on the birthday anniversary of Imam Hassan al-Askari, peace be upon him, Shia's 11th Imam. Congratulations to all Shia Muslim brothers and sisters. But first, as routine, we look at the calendar. Today, Thursday, is the 8th of Rabiu Thani, 1444 of the Islamic Lunar Hijri calendar, corresponding to the 12th of Aban, 1401 of the Islamic Solar Hijri calendar, and the 3rd of November, 2022 of the Christian Gregorian calendar. Accept my congratulations on birthday anniversary of Shia's 11th Imam, and be with us. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ala ali Muhammad kama sallaita ala Ibrahim wa ala ali Ibrahim innaka hamidun majid wa barik ala Muhammadin wa ala ali Muhammad كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. Imam Hassan al-Askari was born in Medina. He was called al-Askari in connection with the district of Askar or Askar in the city of Samarra, in which the Imam and his father, Imam Ali al-Hadi, peace be upon him, were imprisoned by the Abbasid caliphs. The holy Imam was born and brought up under the care of his father, Imam Ali al-Hadi, peace be upon him, who was well known for his divinely inspired knowledge, holy striving or jihad and good acts, and from him he learned the best of morals, the abundance of knowledge, the spirit of belief, and the good merits of Ahlul Bayt, peace be upon them all. Indeed, he, the holy Imam, accompanied his holy father and lived with him more than 23 years, during which time he comprehended the sciences of the descendants of Holy Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, and his family, and learned the inheritance of the divine leadership. He looked like his fathers in the fields of knowledge and good deeds, and calling to reform in the community of his Holy Grandfather Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Various narrations are given concerning the leadership of Imam Hassan al-Askari, peace be upon him, and the issue of his leadership appeared during the period of his holy father, Imam Ali al-Hadi. Dear brothers and sisters, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio, I'm honored to congratulate to all of you on birthday anniversary of Shia's 11th Imam, Imam Hassan al-Askari, alayhi salam. Happy Eid.
So along these lines, I have a quote from the leader of the Islamic Revolution, Ayatollah Sayyid Ali Khamenei, where he quotes the 11th Imam, Imam Hassan al-Askari alayhi salam. He says that Imam Hassan al-Askari alayhi salam says, the group of people who follow him are within one tribe. Again, the group of people who follow Imam Hassan al-Askari, the group of people who follow the Ahlul Bayt are within one tribe, within one family, like a father and a son, like blood brothers. With this tradition of the 11th divinely appointed Imam, Imam Hassan al-Askari alayhi salam, where he said, again, the group of people who follow the Ahlul Bayt, the group of people who follow the infallible Imams, these people are all within one tribe. These people are all within one family. They are like a father and a son. They are like blood brothers. If we add, they are like a mother and a daughter. We, as the followers, or at least the people who claim to be the followers of the Ahlul Bayt, is this how we treat one another? Do we treat one another as if we are within one tribe? Do we treat one another as if we are in one family? Do we treat one another as if we are blood brothers? Or are we at each other's throats? And this then makes us question, if we don't treat each other like blood brothers, then who is it that we have decided to follow? Sallu ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad wa ajil farajhum.
Special topics for a special program. You can listen today, now and here, IRIB English Radio.
May this moment last forever in your hearts, a day you'll always remember every part.
Today's a special.
This feeling of love, just let it grow forever through your life. Bring beautiful years of joy between you till the end of time.
In this part, we'll listen shortly about the noble character of Imam Hassan al-Askari alayhi salam. Indeed, Imam Askari, like his noble fathers, was a prominent scholar and an imam whom no one could ignore. He was the chief of religious scholars, an ideal of worshippers, a leader of politics and opposition, and towards whom the hearts of people were adhered with love and respect. In spite of the existence of the brutal terrorism of the Abbasid rule and their political hostility towards Ahlul Bayt alayhi salam, and the continuous pursuit of authorities for him and his followers, and throwing them in prisons and jails, the caliphs of his time could not hide his personality or weaken his scientific and political role and his social status. Thus, the spiritual authority of the Holy Imam was imposed upon the rulers and the opponents of his time. Because of the Holy Imam's great status, political position, and his standing at the top of political opposition at that time, and then authorities not only imposed a house arrest on him, but also forced him to attend the office of the caliphate on Mondays and Thursdays every week in the city of Samarra in Iraq, the military garrison capital city of Abbasid administration. On behalf of my colleagues and on the program, today's special, I congratulate all of you, dear brothers and sisters, on the birthday anniversary of Imam Hassan al-Askari alayhi salam.
We're here on this special day. Our hearts are full of pleasure. A day that brings the two of you close together. We're gathered here to celebrate a moment you'll always treasure. We ask Allah to make your love last forever. Let's raise our hands and make dua like the Prophet taught us. And with one voice, let's all say, 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 that
Hassan al-Askari dictated many traditions of the Holy Prophet and recorded many explanations of the verses of the Holy Quran. One of the famous traditions people learned from Imam Hassan al-Askari was the wine drinker is like an idolater. Historians have noted many names of Imam's students who became scholars of their time. One of the famous students of the Imam was Abu Ali al-Hassan ibn Khalid, who prepared a commentary of the Holy Quran, which should be considered the work of Imam himself. The Imam used to dedicate its contents to Abu Ali, who went on writing the commentary. Scholars indicated that the book consisted of 1,920 pages, in spite of the fact that the Imam had never given any cause for concern to the caliphs of his time. Their guilt in their matter was so great that they did not leave these pious personalities in peace. If they had no fear of their throne, they were afraid of the excellence and knowledge of the Imams. In the case of the Imam Hassan al-Askari, the same type of jealousy led to the poisoning of the Imam to end this life of saint whose only activity was to teach Quran as the Prophet and his Ahlul Bayt taught before him.
So I have a quote here from Imam Khamenei, where he talks about Imam Hassan al-Askari alayhi salam. So this is Ayatollah Sayyid Ali Khamenei. He talks about the 11th divinely appointed Imam, Imam Hassan al-Askari alayhi salam. Of course, as we are celebrating the auspicious birth of the divinely appointed Imam, Imam Hassan al-Askari alayhi salam. So Ayatollah Sayyid Ali Khamenei says, he says that Imam Hassan al-Askari alayhi salam was able to organize a widespread communication network. Imam Hassan al-Askari was able to organize, create, build, support a widespread communication network which included every corner of the Islamic world. So this communication network, the Farsi, it says irtibatat. So it's not just communication as in speaking, it is much more. It is a relationship, it is a connection, right? So Imam Hassan al-Askari alayhi salam, he created and he organized and he sponsored this network of communication and connection, which included every single corner of the world. And this despite that the governmental apparatus at the time was in essence a police state, right? So not only did he organize this network of communication among his followers in every single corner of the Islamic world, but he did this at a time where the governmental apparatus was in essence a police state. Meaning it was not easy for him to be able to organize and spread and strengthen this kind of a connection, but he did so anyways. So I don't know if anybody has any comments on that. I didn't think anybody would have comments, but our humble comment, one, it is time to join the media front. This is the first comment. Just as over 1,000 years ago, Imam Hassan al-Askari alayhi salam created a network of communication, a network of connection among the Muslims in today's time too, it is time to connect the Muslims with one another. Sallu ala Muhammad wa Ali Muhammad. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa Ali Muhammad wa ajjil farajahum.
that was birthday anniversary of Imam Hassan al-Askari, peace be upon him. I congratulate all of you, dear brothers and sisters all around the world, on this auspicious Eid. Happy Eid and fi amanillah.
La ilaha illallah, Allahu Rabbi, Muhammad Nabi, Aliyul Imami. La fata illa Ali, Aliyul Imami, Aliyul Imami, Aliyul Imami. La ilaha illallah, Allahu Rabbi, Muhammad Nabi, علي إمامي. لا فتى إلا علي، علي إمامي، علي إمامي، علي إمامي.